Talking about the market, singing about the market, talking about a little bit off in systems and what our systems are to be able to trade. And, you know, we're talking about Collective 2 today, Collective 2, the number 2.com, with the CEO, Matthew Klein, here in just a few minutes. But don't limit this to a strategy that is trading. I want you to kind of go back and step back and erase everything I hit. It's kind of like in court after something always comes out. So, strike that from the record. Yeah, jury, disavow you heard that. But, okay, I didn't hear it. Is it, you know, I want you to strike from it that, you know, I was somewhat remiss in indicating that this was specific to trading, and that's not true. Is that what I want you to see is this is specific to you and investing as well. The, depending on what time frame is that, you know, Collective 2 isn't just mired you into just day trading or swing trading, is that the midterm and long-term investing. So if you have a strategy that, you know, you think a financial advisor is deploying or employing in your financial portfolio, is that I would encourage those advisors too to say, hey, if you believe in what you do and you believe in your capabilities of managing money correctly, is Collective 2 is another place for them to go up there and show their stuff. And, you know, I don't think that they have to show the open the kimono on everything that they do, but at least it's being validated against all of this. So, Matthew, is this wrong or right?
You're absolutely right, Vince. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. You doing all right? Welcome back.
Thank you. Yeah, what you said about Collective 2 is absolutely true. We have a stable of trading systems that we're out there auditing. I think the number is now something like 3,600 different strategies that we access.
3,700, over 3,700.
Oh,
I'm looking at the number here.
Yeah, I have to look more carefully. Yeah, 3,700 strategies. But as you said, a lot of them are day trading systems. A lot of them are swing trading systems. But there are, you know, quite a few that are guys that are buy and hold investors, and they're just they're as anxious to prove their track records to the public as are the quick traders.
Right. Now, Matthew, as I came on here, the first thing I have in my notes here this morning is the fact that, you know, I looked through the top systems and looked through I've been looking almost all morning at all the different ones on here. And what I saw was a consistent theme is a lot of these systems, I mean, just predominantly most of them, you know, maybe Big Cat is one of the exceptions, a few others, but I can't tell the time horizon and whether they caught this recent market turnaround. A lot of them got caught by it. None of them just stopped. There are some that went flatline, which is probably the good thing to do. None of them, you know, a lot of them didn't take advantage of going short. They just flatlined, or they were, you know, succumbed by the market turnaround too. They didn't catch it.
That's right. I mean, like everyone else in the world, there were a lot of people surprised by what happened in the markets these last couple of weeks. But I think it highlights something very important that, you know, I think our listeners should pay attention to. That is that it's very easy to be a genius when everyone's making money. And so,
exactly.
And so, you know, in hindsight, when you're looking at it, at whether it's Collective 2 or anything else, when you're reading about hedge funds and barons, or you're looking at Collective 2's trading systems, and you see all these guys with great strategies that are consistently making money, you got to say to yourself, well, wait a second. The market's been very stable. There hasn't been a lot of volatility. And, yeah, these guys are doing well, and maybe the way they're doing well is by using leverage and overtrading. The real problem with human nature and with trading systems is that events come along every now and then, but human beings are not good at recognizing how important those events are. So more specifically, what I'm saying is it's very easy to make money for a year or even 2 years or 3 years, but these market turnarounds that can happen and slap you senseless, they happen once every 3 years. So if you're a young man starting out in the trading world and you haven't been through a market turnaround like this, you see all these trading systems doing well, you don't know what to expect. That's why I think, you know, the best thing that can happen to the markets and truthfully, the best thing that can happen to a trader is to experience these things early in your trading career and understand that they're always waiting to happen and you should be prepared for them. There, you know, we can talk a little bit later about some of the tools you can use on Collective 2 or other sites.
Yeah, oh yeah. That
let you get ready for these things and to try to understand what will happen when the bad stuff comes. But I think the main point I want to make is just this. Be ready for bad stuff because it will happen eventually.
Well, you hit the nail on the head, is that I think that you have to have that significant emotional event, is what I call it. And once you do that, it changes your complexion. It changes your outlook, and it changes the parameters in your algorithms that you use. And, you know, and again, I think time will tell because, you know, Collective 2 is still a young website, still a lot of people out there still trying to, you know, prove their model. You know, it was interesting. I went back and I've been looking for one that I think this is a complexion of the type of trader that I am. And it's this one called Shorts Only. Is it where I will have the patience to wait till the market turns like it did, and then it just plummets. And if you look and you make that profit, is called Shorts Only if you're on Collective 2 only. And that's the complexion of me waiting for that time, that patience, and then pulling the trigger once the market turns around, and then just sit back and wait. But, you know, this year hasn't been too good because I've been waiting and waiting way too long.
Well, you're kind of joking. You're joking about that, Vince, but that's really the key problem, is that a lot of people get into trading for the same reason that they go to Las Vegas. They like the thrill. They like the juice.
Exactly.
They like the action. And it's a lot of fun when you're making money, or even, you know, when you're not even making that much, when you're just kind of churning along and doing nice trading, and it's enjoyable. It's like a game. But, you know, the problem is, if you're really into this for making money, if what you really want to do is invest for the long term, you can't have a Las Vegas attitude. So a system like Shorts Only, or there are probably a dozen systems that look very, very boring 90% of the time, and they don't get a lot of attention on the site because, you know, people are sort of adrenaline junkies. But you'll feel a lot better about it when the market collapses as it did over the last couple of weeks, and then you'll have your little shot of adrenaline. The problem is, can you now wait another 2 years for it to happen again? You know, that's
right.
Really,
well,
the problem
with
human nature.
Or you just make little short little spikes, and you make the little spikes when it turns, and, you know, the corrects, or they take profit. But it's, you know, like 2 years ago, 3 years ago, it was absolutely fabulous market because the volatility we're now seeing in it, so you can catch those easier than when it goes up. But you hit the nail on the head of what I evangelize, and I think I'm the only show that says this, and it really dilutes the visions of everybody. I call it the Google juice, is that, you know, trading, if you do it right, and you get it right, it can be boring. It's a boring business. It's not one of these, you know, thing for guys that sit out there and are going to just look for the juice, you know?
Well, I think a good, you know, if you're someone who's out there looking for a little adrenaline, looking for juice, okay, that's all right. But you gotta recognize that's what you're doing. So one thing I would suggest to a person like that is to say, look, I have, here's my investment, nest egg, it's $10,000, or it's $5,000, or it's $50,000, but I'm going to play with that. I'm going to take 50% of that and make that my high-risk, fun, rapid-fire trading nest egg, and then the other 50%, I'm going to allow that 50% to work in a very boring fashion. And so I think the secret is to just be aware of what you're doing, and keep in mind that, you know, human nature can make you act in ways that are not entirely in your self-interest. So know what you're doing in advance and put aside the money. You know, one of the nice things about Collective 2 is we serve two functions, Vince, as you already know. One
Let's talk about those two functions, Matthew. Let's talk about those two functions right when we come back. I take I got to take a side road here to do a couple commercials. This is Vince Rowe here on the Biz Radio Network talking about Collective 2. It's the number 2.com. If you would, follow along with us. We're going to go through the two functions, and then we're going to look at some functionality within Matthew's site that is absolutely fabulous for, you know, my agenda, if anything. We'll be back right after the break.